Kohen eats the chal of chutz lo'ad, he's allowed to eat it with the za on the same table. And the nitl of all kohen shis, allowed to give it to any kohen you want. So Rashi says, since he said when the chal of the kohen in Mazar, he says, clearly, the lay gazrino, we don't make a gzera. Dil moshok of za minei v'yochol, maybe his za will come to eat from this chal. Why? Since it's only us, the midi rabbonim, so we don't make a gzera of gzera. So it's a kashin ha-mishnah, could Rashi say, that our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that oif, and chol was only with the rabbonin, so why should it be an issa halor not to bring up the cheese and the chicken on the same table? So our answer is, Omulay Abaye, Abaye says back, Bishlei miyashmin in chalas chutzlo et boretz. If you would let us hear what that chala in chutzlo et, that you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, that there the equal and mixer mishun chalas boretz the raisa. You can make a gzeira in Eretz Yisrael, that if you come to eat this challah that was taken off from trade with the chutzlots, so they were selling with the rabbanim. Now when you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, there I can hear what, that there should be a big reason to make a gzeirah, because in Eretz Yisrael there is challah m'diraisa. So there v'loi gazrinim, and if you don't make any gzeirah even in Eretz Yisrael, that you still allowed to bring up the challah's chutzlots on the same table that a zar could eat in Eretz Yisrael, then ikol amashma mino, I can hear a good proof that what, that you do not make any zeres like zeres. Ela but chutzlaretz. You know why? This case here where the challah is mamash still in chutzlaretz, it wasn't even brought into Eretz Yisrael yet. You know why the challah that's made in chutzlaretz, you later eat it with the zah on the same table? Mishun the lekel and mixeru, because you can't make any zeres, because there's no challah with your eyes around at all. So therefore we don't make zeres like zeres. But let's say you have challah that was taken off from the produce of chutzlaretz. It's only listed in the rabbanim for a zar not eat it. But let's say they would bring that challah into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe then it would be also to bring that on the table. You know why? Because it's exactly, if you eat this on the table with a zar, maybe you'll eat other challah, which is nisad iraisa. And maybe that zar we do make. The same thing here also. Maybe you're not allowed to bring chicken on the table to eat with milk. Because if you start to bring chicken on the same table, we're afraid maybe you bring some butter also. And then there's a gzer, you come to eat basal cholam and iraisa. So maybe our mission is still good. We do make a gzer with even the rabbonins, where it's possible still to come to be over this iraisa. So Mora says, Rava, Elohoko. The Mora ends off, Elohoko. He showeth the lasuke yaifu gvino, also lasuke basal gvino, or mecho basal cholam and iraisa. And maybe that's the reason of our Mishnah, that even though oif with cholam is only with the rabbonin, but still here in our Mishnah we make a gzer, you should not bring it up on the same table where you eat. You should not bring up your milk and your chicken on the same table, because there's a gzer, if you come to eat the chicken there, maybe you come to eat the meat there also. And the meat is an issur d'oraisa. Now the Gemara asks another kasha. Maskev lo Rosh Hashanah has a question like this. Safe anyway, the Mishnah Shrem, because who is it? Tzaynin b'tzaynin who? It's only tzaynin b'tzaynin, means it's basar. And it's oif and cholov. Well, the mice said they're both cold, and since they're both cold, there's no issur d'oraisa. Even if you eat them together, there's no issur d'oraisa. So anyway, it's a kasha. Why does the Mora make gzeirah not to bring it up? Because maybe you can't eat them. Even if you eat them together, it's only us and the rabbanim. The Gemara says no. On Rabbi, Rabbi says the pshat is gzeirah shemiyala beilfus rafeich. Maybe you bring it up on a table on a hot plate, and you take the hot piece of meat on a plate on the table, and we're afraid there, if on the same table you have some cheese, they may come to touch one another. And that would be like a bishul, and then that would be an issur d'oraisa. Smell is good on Mishnah, that there would be a gzeira after you come to do an issur d'oraisa. The Gemara says, no, but say, cliche anywho. A milk is only a plate, so Moshe took the hot meat off the pot and put it into a plate, and now it's only a cliche. Because this would be kasha chura on the chayodim sheet that holds that a dover gush, a solid thing, even in the cliche, it's still called a clearishin. Calls the man it's solid and it's still hot, it has a lock of a clearishin. But Kofan, here the Gemara Sakasha knows that since the meat is in the cliche right now, it's not a mavashal, it should not be an issur d'oraisa, or bosa b'cholof. Must the whole cliche in the end of mavashal. Gemara says, no, still it's good to Mishnah. El exeira shemiyala b'yufas rishin. The exeira is maybe bring it up in a nufas rishin, that's the exeira d'oraisa. The Rabban will make exeira not to bring up milk and cheese and oif, or else basa, even though because the geyser, maybe you can't eat them together, and how you eat them together, maybe put them in a hot pot on a clear rishon, and that will be an issur d'oraisa. That's called the gzeira That's called the Zera. Therefore, it's good. It's a Zera also Nisa the Eraisa. So Kitzur and Ishtim are good according to everybody, even according to the Kidra. Even if the older Eraisa is only Yasim and the Rabbanon, the Kopon over here will make a Zera not to bring it up on the same table, but to bring up the Oif. And the Gvina, you may also come to bring up a Bosser and Gvina. And that will be Nisa the Eraisa. I, the question is, even that also, how does it come to be an Ovenis the Eraisa, Lechura, there was no Bishol. So there it is, there's all one big Zera, afraid maybe come to bring up Bosser, which just taken out of the pot. Of a Kli Rishon, and then you put a Pashtik Vina, and that'll be Bishul, and that'll be Yosem and Eraisa. That's why Mishnah makes it Zera not to bring it up on the same table. Now the Mishnah says, Ho'oif, Oile imag Vina or Shulchan, V'yeinu nechad iber b'shamay. B'shamay says, you're allowed to bring up chicken and cheese on the same table, so you're not allowed to eat them together. Kru b'mashu, because only Yosem and Rabban, and therefore we don't make it Zera. However, Beis Tzul says no. They're not allowed to bring up cheese and chicken on the same table. Just like they're not allowed to eat them together. Who are they? Not allowed to bring them up. And Omer Rabbi Yossi says that these halachas mikula de shamai or mechumah de tzul. These halachas are called the kulas of de shamai and mechumah de tzul. Now the Eizah Shulchan Omer, which Shulchan was it said is nisa halor not to bring them up together? The shulchan shechololov, only on the table that they eat, the table that you serve, that you actually eat on, there it's there where you may come to eat the cheese and the meat together. But the shulchan seidu olav esatashul, that's in the kitchen itself where you make the food, that table where you have the table set up where you first make it, preparing it, then meisin zebitzad zebi enecheshish, then you're allowed to have the two plates, the two settings, one next to another. Since that's not the mokum where you can eat it, we don't have the zeri, maybe come to eat it there. That the Zera is only completed by Mokkaim where they eat. But Mokkaim, we're only preparing the food. Over there, we don't have the Zera Halor or to Achimah. So now the Gemara is the question. We have Yaisi Haina Tanakama. The Chura Yaisi is saying the same thing as the Tanakama. That he says, Zumi Kulu Beshamma, Mikhura Beshilo. If you look at the Mishnah, you see it. So the Gemara says, the Chitana, maybe you tell me no. The Chitana, maybe you want to tell me that Achila Gufi Gibbonayim. There's a difference between the Tanakhama, the way it says the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Rabbi Yossi says it is, whether you're allowed to eat the two together or not. So what is called my Tanakhama? Tanakhama says, Balo Kamiflagi. The other Machlokes, he says you're allowed to bring up an oif on the same table with Gevina. That's the Machlokes. But the Achilu Leitligi, nobody argues that you're not allowed to eat the two together. Even Beis Shammai agrees that you're not allowed to eat oif and Gevina together. That's what Tanakhama holds. Fiyo Malay Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says back no, that you should know Achila Gufa. Even about eating the two together also is Mekule Beis Shammai, Umichume Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai is more Mekul saying you're allowed to eat the two together. And Beis Hillel is the one that's Machmir, so maybe that's what Rabbi Yossi is being massive more than the Tanakhama. So Moran says no, that's not true. The Moran says, V'atayim learn like this, Rabbi Yossi says, Vov Dvorim, there are six things that Mikulei Beis Shammai and Mikulei Beis Hillel. There are six things that are from the Chumras of Beis Shammai and from the Kulas of Beis Shammai mean, and the Chumras of Beis Hillel. And Mezurachas Mehem, these are one of the six things that the Jesus himself says. What are one of the six things? That Oif Oile Imak Bina Al HaShulchan V'yein O'necho Dibra Beis Shammai. He's a Chil according to Beis Shammai. He's only Mekel to bring up the two on the same table. But not to eat, you're not allowed to eat oif and cheese together at the same time. Even Beis Shammai agrees to this. Well, Beis Hillel says no, you're not allowed to bring it up on the same table, the same way you're not allowed to eat them together. There's the Gzer, you're not allowed to bring them up at the same table either. But Kalponim, you see clearly according to Rabbi Yossi that he also agrees according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to eat the two together. So back to the Kasha, what is the Mishnah saying of Yossi Omer? That Zumi Kulu Beis Shammai, that's Tanakhama. Smor says, Ela Rather Hokamashvalon, the Mishnah comes and teaches this, Hokamashvalon, that Mount Tanakhama, who is the Tanakhama? The Mishnah Yishno, it's Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. And what is it teaching us? That the Klal is that Kol Omer Dabu Vishayim Omer, whoever says something about the name of that person, is maybe Gula Yerim, who'll bring a Gula to the world. Shneimer the Pesuk says, that time the rest of the Melech, the Shem Mordechai, that Esther said over to the king in the name of Mordechai, And we know what happened later, that because of this, the whole guru came, because of this, when Achashverosh read the Sefer Zikaron, he didn't know what he gave back to Mordechai, so because of that started the guru. So kids here also, the Mishnah is telling us that Rabbi Yossi is the one that is the Tanakam. Rabbi Mor says, Tona Agrom Chamud Rababo. Agro learned, he was the father-in-law of Rababo, that Oifu Gvina Necholon Biapikurin, that cheese and chicken, you allowed it Biapikurin, means like Hefka. Rashi says, Biapikurin means Derech Hefka, Shenu Nizabem. You don't have to watch yourself, we'll soon see what that means. You allowed to eat it without watching yourself. So what does that mean to say? Who Tonilo, who learned it, he learned it, Vuamalo, and he said like this, it means below the Tilashadayim, that you do not have to wash your hands in between you finish eating cheese, and then you want to eat chicken, you don't have to wash your hands. You do not have to wash out your mouth either. As soon as you finish eating the cheese, you have to start eating the chicken right away. Rashi says, that's the purest what this means, that if you ate the cheese, then you want to eat the chicken, and you don't have to wash your hands and to wash your mouth. But if you want to eat meat after you eat the cheese, then break your meal, then you do have to wash out your mouth. And we'll soon see later, Rashi says, nothing should be stuck in your mouth from the first part of the cheese that you ate. But over here, since mashma that oif is only midrabbanan, therefore you're allowed to eat it, the hefka, you're allowed to eat it without checking yourself out. Samara says, that Rabbi Yitzchak Reder Meshashio Iklo Lezei Ravashi once went to visit Ravashi. I see like Yehuda, they brought in front of him cheese. Is Ochel, he ate the cheese first. I see like this, so then he brought in front of him some meat. Ochel, he ate the meat, and Vole Moshiyo, they didn't wash his hands in between. So Amri, they said to him, why don't you wash your hands after you ate the cheese before you eat the meat? I got Tony Agru Chamud Rababa, Rab Agru. The father of Abu learned before that also gvin in the chol and bavikurin. It's mashmoni chicken and cheese. You're allowed to eat the hefka without washing yourself. So the key is also gvin in. Only after you eat cheese, you're allowed to eat chicken without washing your hands. But mashma bosser was gvin lay. But if you want to eat cheese and then eat meat afterwards, no, then you have to wash your hands. So how can he eat the meat after the cheese without washing his hands? Bosser gvin lay. Someone says, oh, Malay, you answer back, it's like this. Honey, Mili, when do you have to wash your hands in between? That's the lie, if you're eating it at night time. You can't tell, you can't stick in your hands. I would be a mama when eating it by daytime. Or Chazin, you can see clearly. You can check out. Rashi says, you're dying with Konis. Shem Bevis Ben Kulim, you can look at your hands, wash your hands, and see that there's no cheese stuck to it. So you get finished eating your cheese, then you're allowed to eat the meat. And Echnami, that's what we had a deep before, that by meat you have to wash your hands, that's only at night time, you can't check your hands so well. But by daytime, that you can check, just looking at them, and Echnami, then even to eat meat, you will not have to wash your hands after the cheese. Moses says, telling you like this, Beishamai says, Mikaneach, well, since it all means you have to, like, clean out, you have to clean out, eat something in between the cheese and the meat. They still love him a deer. They still said, no, you have to wash it out. We'll soon see what that means. Samora says, what's the machoikis? My mekaneach, my medir. What does the Shama mean to say mekaneach, you have to wipe it out? And what does they still mean to say medir, you have to wash it out? What's the machoikis? He's now holding up kufhei yom and aleph on top. Samora says, Elaim, if you want to tell me. Elaim, if you want to say. That the Shama in the Shama holds